Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. First of all, just a couple of quick announcements. First of all, tonight at 9 p.m., that's the 18th of November, Introduction to Plant-Based Nutrition. We only have a couple of these left before the end of the year, and I can't even believe I'm saying that right now, the end of the year. 9 p.m. Eastern, 90-minute quick start, how to adopt the Wellness Forum diet, science behind it, that sort of thing. And then tomorrow night, conversations with Dr. Pam. I'm going to talk about salt, the confusion about salt. Is it good? Is it bad? Does the type of salt matter? Etc. And once we cover that, and I'll take your questions, I'll also take questions about anything else you want to ask me as well. So if you want to register for those calls, just call our office at 614-841-7700. All right, today I want to talk about more drug company misbehavior. This is an important issue, actually. The drug companies have engaged in so much of this misbehavior that the fines and penalties that they're charged are just considered a cost of doing business. The latest scandal involves Johnson & Johnson, which has agreed to pay over $2.2 billion in criminal and civil fines to settle a case in which the company was accused of promoting Risperdal, an antipsychotic drug, inappropriately. And the settlement also covers some accusations with other drugs, but let's just focus on the Risperdal situation. According to the Justice Department, J&J marketed the drugs to elderly people with dementia, to disabled people, and to young children who were not candidates for the drug. They pled guilty to a criminal misdemeanor charge that they improperly marketed Risperdal to older adults for unapproved uses, but they didn't admit to the children and developmentally disabled folks. And they also didn't admit, although there was evidence that it was done, that the company paid kickbacks to doctors and pharmacists for promoting Risperdal. J&J, now the background on the situation really makes this egregious. J&J tried to get the FDA to approve Risperdal for dementia patients almost immediately after the drug was approved for treating schizophrenia in 1993. The FDA continually rejected applications to expand the use of the drug, exhibiting rare behavior. They very rarely will stand up to the drug company. They're usually pretty accommodating. This didn't stop J&J, which developed a sales force called ElderCare to market the drug for geriatric patients. The reps claimed that the drug could help patients with conditions like agitation, confusion, hostility, and impulsiveness related to dementia or Alzheimer's disease. The company even put these statements in writing in sales brochures. Of course, they skipped over the risks of the drug, including increased risk of stroke. J&J made a lot of money with this approach. In 2004, sales of Risperdal hit $3.1 billion. Now, to be fair, they're not the only people who marketed drugs inappropriately to elderly people. Similar plea agreements have been reached with Eli Lilly, maker of Zyprexa, AstraZeneca, maker of Seroquel, and Abbott, maker of Depakote. The FDA also did not approve Risperdal for children and people with mental disabilities, but J&J directed sales efforts at these groups too. Sales reps were instructed to call on child psychologists and facilities that treated children and promote the drug for conditions like ADHD and obsessive compulsive disorder. The government says J&J knew that the risks for kids taking the drug were extremely high and much more significant than adults taking the drug. Targeting little children, it's just unconscionable. I don't know how these people live with themselves every day. Well, four whistleblowers were involved in exposing the misbehavior, and that's usually how this happened. And while one of the lawyers representing these people states that this will be a deterrent to other drug companies, the fine, while it's perceived as high to you and I think $2.2 billion is kind of like real money, it's really not a deterrent. It does not deter drug companies because it doesn't mean anything to them. It's just a cost of doing business. Now, the reason why I mention that this is important is that lots of people who are listening to this message have families in retirement homes or assisted living or nursing homes. You need to be very careful and watch the drugs that are being given to your family members. And if you have children who are exhibiting behavior problems and anybody is suggesting drugging those kids, I disagree with that philosophy to begin with, but certainly you need to be very, very conscious of what's being given to children. These drug companies, and I guess the other thing too I need to say is that the physicians and caregivers who were persuaded to engage in this activity, they all, I don't know how they live with themselves either. So J&J was definitely guilty, but the people that were easily talked into doing these things are just as culpable, in my opinion. So why, if you have family members affected by this issue, pay attention. That's all for now, and have a great day.